With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Boy, this is a blockbuster 10 o'clock hour. Herschel Walker back with us, and he's out there. We have a cut of him talking about exactly what we're seeing in Philadelphia. Black leaders want to put their thumbs on the scale of justice and blame police. He'll be with us, and his relationship with President Trump is unbelievable over the years. He'll be with us, and it's also a great day because Nick Gerace is back with us, former Philadelphia cop, the leader of Protect Our Police PAC, that so many listeners have contributed to. And you know, if you remember our conversations with him, the mission was to get some funding going. You can't match Soros necessarily, but he's got the lesser candidates. It's coming up with funding to push the good guys, if you will, versus the Soros candidates like a Krasner, to push the good guys over the finish line. Now, the FOP still hasn't settled yet on who's going to take on Krasner. And I would tell you, you can't wish it. It's a tough battle. But if there's ever a guy, if you saw this news conference yesterday, throwing the police under the bus, just outrageously talking about a case that he sits in judgment with, based upon any standard that I know, these cops follow their training up and down the line. But that's not going to matter with all these figures like Krasner and Kenny, etc., and trying to still the mob, trying to tell us this is all peaceful protest. It's a classic, again, Fox News locally and Fox News nationally. They talk about the number of arrests of this guy, the trouble he's been in, things that are outrageous. Now, that doesn't mean he deserves to die. That's not telling. But it gives you the full picture. And CBS actually last night said it wasn't a knife, it was a dinner knife. My goodness. These things are going to happen again and again and again. And Philadelphia police are not even well equipped enough. That's the big lie out there. They don't have tasers, many of them, and or training on using tasers. So why do we talk about can't they do something else when you're not funding them to do that? All right, let's go to Nick and get an update for you here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Nick, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dominic, how are you, sir? Thank you for having me.
Well, I've had better days, you know, when I look at police and I look at these two young men that are only, I think, a couple years out of the academy, following their training to the T, that are being pilloried already by the DA. The mayor doesn't have their back. Even the police commissioner doesn't have their back in any of this, Nick. And that's
right.
Very telling.
It's absolutely disgusting. Jim Kenney, as we all know, is an absolute crumb bum clown. He is a coward. He's just hiding in City Hall or his girlfriend's house, wherever he goes. I mean, it's disgraceful, his acknowledgement that he put out there. Then the commissioner should at least, if you're going to say something at all, you don't even have to have, you know, go hard at it. Just have the backs of your cops. Don't say much at all. I mean, it's very telling what she had to say. And then you go to let him go, Larry Krasner, and his press conference is just it's so frustrating to listen to him. It's almost like he has his mind made up already, and you almost see the charges will be coming against these two officers. It's absolutely disgusting what he was doing in his press conference as a district attorney and an elected official. And it's just he needs to go. He is a quasi-domestic terrorist. People in Philadelphia are not safe. People are dead. Corporal Jimmy O'Connor was murdered because this man let a violent felony out of prison early. And there's many other violent felons that have been let out, and many other people are victims because of this man. You are not safe in Philadelphia because of
Nick,
Larry Pratt.
The man in question had all these overhanging charges that haven't come up yet. He had been convicted before, 18 priors, I think five prior assaults on police. Now, that doesn't mean he ought to be lethal force. You have to look at it in the totality of it. But it means the media and Krasner are not giving the full thing. Let's put it this way. None of these guys like Kenny, well, the police commissioner, too. Most people in the police department think not only incompetent, but even less than that. They couldn't face what these two cops faced and have to make decisions in that situation. They followed their training. So since we last talked, a lot of listeners contributed to what you're doing, which is the only one that I know out there trying to combat the sororization of we saw it since we talked, Nick, I think in St. Louis, where this Kim Gardner charged the two homeowners with people on their property breaking down a gate, and they just stood in front of their door, gone after them. We see it here in Philadelphia, of course, with Soros. We see it in New York with the woman there. So what's the update? How is Protect Our Police PAC going?
It's going great, especially every dollar donated by listeners across the country and your listeners have went directly to our candidates. We've endorsed 40 candidates across 15 states. We're taking on in Savannah, Georgia, a incumbent district attorney who is absolutely fabulous. She's great at her job. The challenger is a George Soros-backed you know, full of ideology of Larry Krasner. I mean, she's touted in social media that she wants to be like a Larry Krasner. So, you know, we're taking on that race. We have several candidates that are retired police officers, retired military. We have one gentleman that we are backing, endorsing in Austin, which is almost like a hub for the defund the police movement. He's an active Austin police officer. They're allowed to run for elected office. So, I mean, everything is going really good right now. We just need to hit the election and get some really good wins and get these guys across the finish line because, I mean, as you see with what's going on in Philadelphia and every city where you have these Soros-backed DAs and these, you know, state and city officials who are in the defund the police movement, it's utter chaos. People are dying. Police are dying. People are getting hurt. Crime is skyrocketing. It's insane. It's never been more important to get pro-law enforcement and just candidates that will enforce laws on the book into office at the state and local level. It's imperative.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Nick, how much have you raised to this point?
We're close to $1 million. We spent a lot of money on the endorsements. You know, we've done commercials and mailers for certain candidates. We've done the direct contributions. So, you know, with these wins, that's something that we'll be able to fundraise on and roll into next year going against Larry Krasner. I mean, we think our best bet to get, you know, that fraud out of office is, you know, during the primary. I think we can primary him out. We got a really good shot. We want to raise a lot of money, maybe $1 or $2 million to throw in that race and get him out of there. As you know, George Soros has a lot of money, but I believe the people in Philadelphia see what's going on. We had a city, again, under siege. These people know they will not get in trouble because there's a precedent set already. They already let several hundred citations go. They just waved their magic wand, Kenny and Krasner, and they're gone. There's no consequences to their actions. The police are being told to stand down. They know it. I mean, geez, you had one guy in a handcart rolling out a dryer.
Yes.
I don't know. You know,
it's a washer. It's a washer here. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, not just in a Frank Rizzo day, but any realistic day, there would be a manhunt for that guy right now, because when you allow that kind of brazenness, it breeds more brazenness in engaging in this stuff.
And you see it. I mean, the city is under siege. Port Richmond, I feel so bad for the residents. They were fearing for their lives. You're being told by the police department to stay in your house. It's not safe.
Nick, you were a cop. Imagine the embarrassment of real cops, which are still the majority of cops in the Philadelphia police, when the directive goes out through social media, stay in your house because we can't or won't protect you in a major American city.
It's extremely embarrassed. These cops, it's not the police officers doing this. It's the brass. It's the, you know, the third floor command staff, and it's Mayor Kenney. And then ultimately, you know, it funnels back to Krasner. But I watched news videos of police officers running away from the rioters. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. And it's not the police officers' fault. This is what they're being directed to do. And God forbid if they stand their ground and they have to use force, they're going to be arrested. I mean, you can look at Joe Bologna. The guy did nothing wrong. He got assaulted. He hit the guy in an arm with a nightstick, and he got arrested by Larry Krasner because that man has a vendetta against the Philadelphia Police Department. He sued him 75 times. When he was a lawyer, you know, a two-bit ambulance
defense
chaser.
Attorney, yeah.
And now
well,
he is a headline chaser.
He is, that's a nice line. So, Nick, people that want to get ready with this and already have had great success, what do they do? Where do they go if they want to get more and maybe contribute?
ProtectOurPolicePack.org. You can sign up. You can join our movement. You can sign up for news events. We're going to have fundraisers next year when the COVID dies down. And, you know, you can donate right there. Like I said, we're going to need a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of support as Philadelphia coming together. We all know Krasner is not a good person. We need to get him out of office. And unfortunately, it's going to take a lot of money to do it. So we're going to need everybody's help. And I can't stress enough how you know, how happy and grateful I am for your audience and for the people in Philadelphia. Like I said, I've had people mailing $5 checks saying, listen, we can't afford much, but we want to help. You know, and this is how we get your voice heard. Your voice will be heard. I don't care if you send me a dollar or you send me $100. It's all going to add up. It's all going to help. It's all going to go to get Krasner the hell out of office.
Absolutely. All right, Nick, thank you. Thanks for the update, as always.
Great. Thank you for having me on, Dom. Appreciate it.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.